Nigeria's Christians are helping victims of war, and outreach is making headway in the war on AIDS in South Africa. And guess what believers are doing in the village of Tigers? Stay tuned to find out in the next edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Boko Haram has finally clarified the question of a ceasefire. According to them, there isn't one. That explains why the violence hasn't stopped. Christians are concerned since they're one of the targeted groups. Voice of the Martyr says attackers often maim their victims, stealing their livelihoods. Well, not anymore, says VOM spokesman Todd Nettleton. They just launched a prosthetics lab.
We just had a team that was there. They fitted 16 patients with a total of 17 prosthetics. Most of these patients have been in wheelchairs for as much as 2 years since the initial attack.
Voice of the Martyrs doesn't stop there. He says,
that's one part of our work, just providing medical care for Christians who are attacked and injured. The other part of our work is the spiritual side of providing Bibles, providing Christian literature, providing fellowship for pastors and other church leaders to help them to be encouraged and to be able to withstand these attacks.
Support this work through a link at missionnetworknews.org. Next, Christians are uneasy after a string of attacks in Tanzania. According to Open Doors USA, gunmen shot and killed a priest on the island of Zanzibar last week. A few weeks prior, an Assemblies of God minister was slashed and killed. The areas remain tense in this predominantly Muslim African nation. Tanzania is ranked 24 on the Open Doors World Watch list of worst persecutors of Christians. Pray fear won't overcome Christians. This is Mission Network News. Although South Africa was recently praised for its work fighting against HIV/AIDS, there are still pockets in the country where the rate's extremely high. The village of Sweetwaters is one example, where about 150 people die per week. Baptist Global Response, along with Tabitha Ministries, is responding by providing assistance to people through their newly built community center. The people can find spiritual, emotional, and physical aid there. Pray that people will look to Jesus during the hardships they're facing. Meanwhile, you can imagine worrying every day that a tiger might eat your loved one. MNN's Ruth Kramer tells us why it's a valid fear in India.
Actually, Greg, Katie Harth spent all week in India, and she's headed home now. One of the last things she filed was an interesting interview about a place in West Bengal known as the Village of Tigers. See, when husbands and fathers go into the forest,
these tigers, they jump upon this men and they kill them.
That's Sister Hannah, who says thousands of widows are left behind as a result, and with small children to care for and little to no job skills, the women become desperate. Some even consider suicide. And that's where a Gospel for Asia-supported women's ministry comes in.
They will go to that woman, they will share the gospel, they will encourage them, and moreover, what they do, they just stand with them, ask them how you're doing, how things are going.
Now, 2,000 widows are being helped, and over 500 of them are going to church. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News.
And if you've ever been in the mood to read a book, you can just visit your local library, right? But some people around the world aren't that fortunate. Christian Resources International provides Christian reading material to many people across the globe. Jason Wolford says,
last year alone, we sent $5.8 million in free Bibles and Christian teaching tools to 16 different countries around the world.
This year, Christian Resources International is sending a sea container filled with over 25,000 books to Kenya. But there's something unique about this situation.
We've purchased the sea container, and that sea container is going to serve in a remote area as a lending library and a source to hold evangelistic materials for that area in Kenya. So that container itself will become a library.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to inspire kids in your life to love the Bible? Faith Comes By Hearing is making available the Kids Bible, audio dramas of your favorite Old and New Testament stories. The word-for-word scripture will help bring the Bible to life for kids in your life. Get your free Kids Bible MP3 CD. Just call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.